Test 76, Section 2, Question 22. And this one, it says, we're looking for a strength and plus here. So we want to know what would make this argument perfect. And we have a tax prep company automatically adds the following disclaimer. Any tax advice should not be construed as advocating any violation of the tax code. So it's saying they add this thing saying we're not telling you to break, you know, to evade your taxes. The only purpose this disclaimer could serve is to provide legal protection for the company. So the only purpose it could serve is protecting the company. But if the email elsewhere suggests that the client do something illegal, then the disclaimer offers no legal protection. So if it suggests that they break the law, then the disclaimer wouldn't matter. So the disclaimer serves no purpose. And so it's saying it doesn't have a purpose. So what we have to prove is that it serves no purpose. And the evidence that we have is the only purpose it could serve is to provide legal protection for the company. Now we have to accept that as true. So it's only possible to protect the company. And if the email suggests that the client do something illegal, then the disclaimer offers no legal protection. But what the phrasing is in the disclaimer is, should not be construed as advocating any violation of the provision of the tax code. So what it could potentially do is protect them in the event that someone construes it that way, even though it wasn't designed to suggest it. So I was sort of like, well, there's that little gap. So A, if the email does not elsewhere suggest that the client do anything illegal, then the company does not need legal protection. And here I went, maybe. Because that would kind of close the gap. So let's hold on to that. Because it's basically saying if it does suggest they do something illegal, then it offers no protection. And if it doesn't suggest that they do anything illegal, then they don't need legal protection. And if the only purpose that the disclaimer could serve is legal protection, that would actually do a pretty good job of saying that the disclaimer is irrelevant. So A is good. If email messages sent by the tax company do elsewhere suggest that the recipient do it, then the company could be subject to penalties. We actually don't really care what's going to happen in that case because we've already taken care of that side of things of what happens if it does suggest that they do something illegal. C, a disclaimer that is included in every email will tend to be ignored by recipients who have already received many emails. We don't care whether they're going to ignore it or pay attention to it. D, at least some of the recipients of the company's email will follow the advice contained in the body and at least some of the emails they receive. Well, we actually don't have to assume that some of them will do it, will follow the advice contained in the body. That won't make the argument perfect to say that the email serves no purpose. And so D doesn't quite make the argument perfect. It's also really weak, and remember, this is strength and plus, so we want the stronger, hotter answers. And then some of the tax prep company's clients would try to illegally evade penalties if they knew how to do so. Well, that won't make the argument perfect, because we're just trying to show that the disclaimer serves no purpose. We don't really care whether the people would or wouldn't break the law. And so, therefore, A does turn out to be the correct answer, because it would make it so that we know what happens, basically, if they do suggest that they do something illegal, the disclaimer doesn't serve any purpose because it won't protect them. And if they don't suggest elsewhere, then they don't need legal protection, which would be the only purpose of the disclaimer. And so therefore the disclaimer doesn't do anything. So A is our correct answer.